Spring is underway, and that means brisk days, cool nights, more pollen than anyone wants to deal with, and the sometimes frustrating, sometimes rewarding experience of gardening. Growing the perfect garden isn't always easy, so we asked our listeners for their most pressing gardening questions. And we're going to answer one of those questions today in the first episode of How Does Your Garden Grow with Laura Ney. In case you haven't met her yet, Laura Ney is the UGA Cooperative Extension Agent for Athens-Clarke County. Every county in Georgia has its own UGA Extension Agent, someone who helps farmers, families, and businesses figure out how to manage their crops, landscaping, soil, gardening, pests, and more. They're helped by a team of master gardeners, local citizen volunteers with green thumbs and lots of training. Marina Doneda and her dad, David Edwards, wrote in to us to ask about a mystery shrub on the family's 100 acres in Madison County. What exactly is it? Lots of bushes bloom around this time in the spring, including viburnum, sweet shrub, forsythia, and quince bushes. We put Laura Ney on the case. She hopped on a Zoom call with Marina and David to talk about a bush that's been blooming since Marina's great-grandfather bought the land.
So, Marina, you're going to inherit these plants?
I suppose so. I think the one that we were curious about this time is what we always call the Easter bush. It's okay. Right outside. I don't know if that's the front door or the back door of my parents' house, which was my great-grandparents' house in Madison County. And it's been there at least since the 50s, but as long as I've been alive. And I have pictures of me as a young kid in the 80s in my Easter dress, standing outside of it. And now every single year when it blooms, which is always right around Easter, we always make sure to get pictures with it and with my kids. And so there's been generations and generations of kids taking pictures in front of this Easter bush. So would love to find out more about it and how we can better take care of it, maybe.
Yeah, that's so fun.
First, Laura asked Marina to describe what the bush looks like, including its flowers.
So I think when it's not, you know, flowering, it looks mostly like a bush. But when it is around Easter time every year, it gets these small little pink flowers, like a bunch of them in a row, I guess, like from the bottom of the stem all the way up. But they're a very, very light pink, like a perfect Easter color.
Okay, so it's the flowers flower on the stem directly, not in little bunches at the ends of the stems.
I feel like they're in little bunches up and down the stem, but I might not be remembering it well. I mean, I saw it just a couple of days ago, but I didn't study it as well as I probably should.
Sure. No, that's no problem. And so normally when we do identification at the office, folks can either take a couple of pictures, like whether it's of the flowers, if it's in flower, or if it's in the summer and it's just got its leaves on it, that can still get us pretty close. And then maybe one of it a little further away to see the form of it. So we can definitely, if we can get a guess while we're on the phone here and kind of figure it out, ask some questions and get close, but the picture should be able to, I think, help us identify it.
Yeah.
All the way.
The family would like to propagate the bush, grow new plants from it, but they're worried about how it seems to not be thriving lately.
Years ago, especially when I was a kid, it was a lot fuller than it is now.
Okay.
It seems like in the recent years, it's kind of spaced out more. Almost, I think even a shrub is kind of trying to grow up into the middle of it, that kind of thing. And so it seems like it needs a little bit of love, perhaps.
Sure. Marina, do you know, is it in full sun or was it in full sun in the past?
I think it is in full sun now. Dad, maybe you can answer that a little better. Do you think it's in full sun?
It's facing south. Open field facing south.
Okay, got it. So one thing in terms of the propagation question, some things are easier to propagate than other things. And maybe if we can ID it, we'll be able to figure out the best method of propagation.
Laura mentioned that it's illegal to propagate some plants if they're patented. But with a bush that old, it's highly unlikely.
And so if it's been there since the 50s, there's a good chance people weren't patenting things as much back then. And even if they were, some of those patents have run out by now. So that's good.
Wow, I didn't even know that was a thing. That's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. And there's not like a patent police really for individual homeowners.
Yeah.
Technically, it's like property rights because so much money and time goes into developing this plant material.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like burning a CD.
Wow.
If it's a patented plant. So a lot of plants, if you go to your garden store, and it's a cultivar or a variety, a named cultivar variety. A lot of times these days they are patented, so it's interesting.
Very interesting.
But yeah, if you guys figure out how to just propagate this thing and want to hand it out to friends at Easter, there's a good chance there's no problem with that. So.
And now, after gathering all the facts... Okay, well, that was maybe a little too dramatic. Laura doesn't have the final answer just yet, but she is able to narrow down the bush's ID to three possibilities. And she says because the bush is so old and Marina's great-grandmother, Zenobia Pittman, was a plant collector, it might be something unusual and therefore not well known.
There are a couple things that it could be. There's some deciduous viburnum. Well, if they do have the leaves on, they'll start getting a little bit of leaves after they start to flower. But that sounds like it could be some of those have some pinkish flowers and they're lightly scented, the one that I'm thinking of. When you talk about the flowers going all the way up the stem, that makes me think of maybe either flowering quince or forsythia. Both of those tend to have the flowers kind of going along the stem. Mm-hmm. So it could be one of those. All three of those things flower around this time of year and are shrubby, relatively common in the area. I'm really curious though if they was planted a while ago and your grandmother, great grandmother was a plant collector. You know, it could be something slightly odd that we don't see as much.
The only way to really solve this mystery is for the family to give Laura detailed photos of the plant. It's something the Extension Service does for any Athens Clark County resident. We'll be back next week here on Athens News Matters with the second episode of How Does Your Garden Grow with Laura Ney. Thanks to listeners who wrote in with questions. These episodes are produced by Allison Salerno. You can check out the photos of the Edwards family bush on our website, wuga.org. We'll let you know the results in another edition of How Does Your Garden Grow with Laura Ney. Until then, happy gardening.